I can firmly say that there's been a dramatic improvement in funding on roads over the last number of years. I know nationally the NRA allocation to the national routes hasn't been what it has because of the downturn in the economy, because of mistakes was made, I suppose, financially at government level a number of years ago. But I would have to say that Donegal County Council is providing the best maintenance that it can. And we have actually succeeded in receiving more money from central government for roads where other counties haven't been able to spend it, and Donegal County Council have been very good in that area, be it in the roads department, through the Department of the Environment, or indeed through cross-border projects, through our Community and Enterprise Department, again been able to take funding that others haven't been able to take. And if you take a little village like, for instance, like Petticoat in the south of the county, there's been an 8 million investment there in the Petticoat-Tullyhammond scheme, and you know, that has transformed that one village, and that's been led out by Donegal County Council. And again, it was the fact that the staff and the management of the council were prepared and were well able to go with projects, and I think that's the way forward for Donegal, is to have the projects ready to go, to be able to tap into extra resources, extra funding nationally. But if we aren't prepared, we won't get it. But that's one thing I can say about Donegal County Council, that over the years we have gotten whatever money that has been available because the staff and the management have prepared projects that have been ready to go.